We're excited to bring to you another health update this month on the Saturday Topic Program. Good morning, I'm Darren Dunn. And as always, we have the opportunity to speak to some of the folks over at Guadalupe Regional Medical Center and try to look for ways to improve the overall health of our community, to improve your overall individual health. One of the ways that we hope to demonstrate that today is to talk about the Guadalupe Clinic. Are you familiar with the work of the Guadalupe Clinic? It's a department there at the hospital. Are you in need of this kind of care and the services that are available there? Well, we're going to tell you all about it. Today, Mandy Wright is here. She's a family nurse practitioner there at the Guadalupe Clinic, and we welcome her to the Saturday Topic. Mandy, hi. Welcome
hi.
To the program.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so I tried to set this up by talking a little bit about the Guadalupe Clinic, but I want you to get into the details a little bit. Explain what the clinic does.
So the clinic provides primary health care to individuals who are uninsured or low-income individuals within Guadalupe County. And we treat individuals who are 18 years of over here in Guadalupe County.
Now, who can, so 18 years and over, but are the restrictions as beyond that as to who can access the services of the clinic?
Right. So individuals will go through the hospital and a screening process through the indigent care, and they'll go through the central entrance, and they can ask any of the registers for an application. And so they'll fill out the application, and then they can turn it in, and within 5 to 7 days, usually they have an answer. Sometimes they have to come back in and meet with some of the ladies who do the financial screening, and they get a letter in the mail that lets them know then their status, and then they can call and make an appointment at the Guadalupe Clinic.
Oh, we should back up a bit because there's some history for the Guadalupe Clinic. It's been around for a long time, had a different name originally in a different location. Explain that.
Yes. So the Guadalupe Clinic was previously the Christian Free Clinic, and the Christian Free Clinic was the clinic that was over on Prexy Street, and it opened in 1986, and doctors within the community would volunteer one night a week, and individuals who were uninsured or low income would line up to see that doctor. And the hospital really saw a need of the growing growing population of low income individuals who really needed to receive health care. So they decided to bring the clinic to the hospital property. And for the first year, doctors continued to volunteer. And then in the summer of 2013, I was hired, and the clinic has just expanded from there.
So. With the expansion of the clinic, so are the services and the opportunity for people to access those services. So one of the things we wanted to do today was make sure people understood why they should go and seek these services that are available through the clinic. For a long time, when the clinic opened, we thought of this as chronic care. Is this for people who had chronic diseases and they needed treatment? But it's more than that now.
Right, correct. So we've kind of done away with that title. So we really can see anybody just to receive primary care, or maybe just a physical exam just to stay healthy. Maybe they just want a physical examination, need some lab work. So all that can be included in their indigent care services. So they can come to their appointment. We can order basic labs if they would need an x-ray or prescriptions. We can connect them with our prescription assistance program, which they also have to apply for that. That's another application. But that is another department of the hospital that we can connect them with. If they're diabetic, that they can receive free diabetic education. We're really promote and really try to educate our patients on their disease process and help them understand what's going on with them.
Well, you know, wellness is really key here. We want to keep people well.
Correct.
That's the whole idea.
Correct, yes.
So as we're talking about the Guadalupe Clinic today, as part of our health update here on KWED, Mandy Wright is here. She's the family nurse practitioner, one of those who are offering those services there at the Guadalupe Clinic. All right, these are absolutely free services?
Well, some things. Some individuals say they apply for indigent health care, and sometimes individuals might make a little bit over the income status. So they have to end up paying something. So they kind of, it's a kind of a fee, kind of a little slight fee depending. Not everyone is free, so.
But it's affordable for them, and that's the key.
Extremely affordable.
So the services that we offered, we talked about, people come in who are diabetic. You're now offering eye exams for them.
We do. So a machine, an Optos machine, was a generous donation that we recently got at the clinic. And what this machine does is it screens individuals who are diabetic for eye diseases. And then we have an optometrist here in town who actually reads the screenings, and then she decides if the individuals need further testing.
Women's health is something you're also offering. Talk to me a little bit about that.
That's correct. So we also recently have two additional providers at the clinic. We have Evelyn Matuna. She's the one who is our primary women's health provider, and she's doing women's health exams where we check individuals for cervical cancer, colon cancer, check them for STDs. So all that is provided. And we also have another physician assistant, Donna Gillum. So we've expanded to three providers where it just used to be myself.
Back in the days of the Christian Free Clinic, people just walked in, they sat down and lined up.
Yes.
So this process is a little more formalized. So I want to make sure, can you describe that experience in greater detail? Explain how this will work if they want to get seen.
So once they are on indigent, or say even they have Medicaid, they just can call the clinic, schedule an appointment. From there, they will be greeted by our receptionist, Lori Bautista. She is an exceptional receptionist. And then they're taken back by the nurse who gets all of their information. They see a provider. After that, we decide, you know, what laboratory tests they may need, prescriptions. We'll connect them with prescription assistants or call in or send electronically any medications they may need. And then we set them up for follow-up, kind of to review everything we've done at the first exam. So
people may not understand that GRMC is a community-owned hospital. It's owned by the city and county jointly. But this was an area that the hospital hadn't really been involved in until the Guadalupe Clinic got involved. And this was an area that was being missed. But now these people can get the kind of services that they need.
Exactly. We have really expanded services. So we really want individuals who, you know, maybe they're working or just can't afford health insurance right now or an uninsured. So we strongly encourage individuals to go and pick up that application, you know, and see where they stand and see, you know, they may be able to come to the clinic for free, or they may end up having to pay a small fee. Either way, we want to get them the primary care that they need.
Mandy, we're going to run out of time. So before we go away, I want to make sure, is there anything else that people need to know about the Guadalupe Clinic and its operation or the services that are provided?
No, the only thing I just would like to say is that we really are striving to make a difference in this community to help those individuals get the care they need to get preventative health care.
Are there opportunities for the community to show some support for the clinic?
Absolutely. We are always accepting donations through our foundation with Elaine Bennett. And so anybody at any time can call and actually donate to the clinic.
Fantastic. I am excited that you guys are so committed to this work. And thank you for lending your time and services as well as the rest of the crew there at the clinic. I mean, this is something that's certainly needed in any community, certainly our community among them. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right. You bet. Mandy Wright is a family nurse practitioner over at the Guadalupe Clinic at Guadalupe Regional Medical Center. Is the phone number? Can we give them a phone number there?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's 830-303-9400.
All right. Mandy, thank you so much again. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back with more on our Saturday topic program right after this.